Redbirds victorious to the tune of 44-13 over Eastern Illinois. Scored the first 17 points of the game, led 27-6 at the half. The Panthers made a little move in the third period, got back to within a couple of touchdowns, but the Redbirds took control after that. All right, let's send it down now to our sideline reporter. Here again is Craig Birchie.
All right, thanks a lot, Dick. First, before we get the coach back, we'll talk to Jake Colby about this one. Last year, you remember that Eastern Illinois game all too well. This year, a much different result, obviously. That's got to leave you feeling pretty good.
Yeah, this was definitely circled on our calendar all year, all offseason. It's a game we definitely remember all too well, like you said, from last year. A lot of mistakes we made last year. And this year, we made mistakes, but we came out and we battled, came out quicker and made plays early and just made a lot of big plays on offense, defense, and special teams, which led to the victory.
How important, it seemed like it was a fast start by the defense, which really helped you guys too.
Our defense is awesome. I love having them as my defense. So they're really tough to go against every week in practice, and I think it's tough for other teams to play against them as well. But they came out fast and made plays, and they made plays the whole game. So that's why we got the victory.
And of course, your touchdown pass to Robert Gillum. That was man, he just kept trucking right along. That is one guy that is tough to bring down.
Yeah, Rob's a very, very good athlete, and he's starting to catch on to some of the plays and really, really learn. Coach Moose is doing a great job with him, and that's what he can do, and he can do that all the time, and he's going to continue to get better.
Tight ends, he came in pretty highly regarded, but kind of under the radar on most people's eyes because he's not a quarterback, he's not a running back or wide receiver, but boy, that body, that talent he has, it stood out today.
Yeah, that was an incredible play he made, and it's a huge play for our team to help lead us to a victory.
Congratulations, Jake. Springfield, Missouri next.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Jake Colby, the junior quarterback. Now we're going to walk over here and get Coach back. And Coach, 44-13 win over Eastern Illinois, and it's always sweet to beat the Panthers, isn't it?
Yeah, I wish we would have kicked a few more field goals through and converted a few of those for touchdowns. But we had some great field position opportunities we didn't come through with. But it's part of it. I got some to complain about it all the time, and that's what we do as coaches. I think we got some things we need to shore up, obviously. That was not a very clean second half, for that matter, but a lot of penalties, and things we just got to play better on special teams. There's just no doubt about it.
How much do you think maybe the conditions, the heat, played into some of the sloppiness in the second half?
When we separate ourselves, I think a 24-point lead, that's when it got kind of slap-happy around, and you just got to feel it on the sidelines. And I had to raise my voice a couple times. You guys locked in, and hey, this is college football. There's never a safe lead. And just some young guys who don't know how to act yet, But we answered well, I thought. We came back with a big strike to 87 there for a touchdown, and Jake hit a nice pass there and got back, and Malachi had a nice drive and really kind of ended the game there at the end. But all in all, it was a good day. We got a good teaching day, good learning day. It was a tough environment because of the heat, and we had to play an opponent that's not very fond of us, so we were able to have to fight through some things. So it's the way it goes.
Yeah, your defense. Can you speak enough? You truly have a dominant defense now, I think. I know you've come close in the past, but this one seems to fit that bill of the dominant defenses that we've seen in the Valley.
Well, great defenses or dominant defenses, as you say, come to play every week. So we'll see how that goes down the road. I think we're pretty good. That's obvious. I've kind of said that from the start. We just gotta stay healthy, keep our guys all practicing and keep getting better, and keep them fresh.
Two guys that I thought defensively that really stood out today, Tyree Horton and Jason Harris. Horton seemed to be everywhere, and that's why you brought him here as a transfer out of Texas Christian.
Yeah, he's a really good athlete. He's a guy who, this kind of environment, this is what he's used to. He's from Dade County, Florida, from Miami. So he's used to heat and humidity. It felt like his home for him, I'm sure. And Malachi Broadnax was able to run in this because he's from Texas, Dallas, Texas. So it was good to see those guys do well. Yep.
Well, next, you got the trophy back, so that's important. Now you got one more trophy to get. That's the Valley Championship trophy then, right?
Starts next week. So we got to go on the road. Play another tough environment, I'm sure. It'll be a similar day today. It looks like the weather's not going to cool off much, so we'll have to be ready for another tough game. They're a much improved team.
Well, congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the trip home.
All right, thank you very much.
Dick, that's the head coach, Brock Spak. We'll talk to Robert Gillum and Jason Harris here in a couple of minutes, but I got to go track them down, so we'll throw it back to you.
All right, thank you much, Craig. Good job. Birds win 44-13 and go to 2-0 ahead of the conference opener at Missouri State 1 week from today. Again, that game starts at 2. We're on the air at 1 o'clock. You can hear it on WJBC, 1230 AM, 93.7 FM, or at GoRedbirds.com or at the TuneIn app. We're going to take a break and come back with more. As Craig just said, we'll hear from him with a couple of other Redbird players. We'll also look at some stats, and we'll review a highlight. The play we'll hear again is that 80-yard touchdown pass from Colby to the freshman Robert Gillum, who made his first catch as a Redbird and made it a rather memorable one here in Charleston, Illinois. We're back with more in a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird football from Learfield.